It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Well, yesterday was crazy for a lot of people because of the network outages across the United States, specific to AT&T. I know there were several other carriers that commented and said their network's unaffected by AT&T's outage. I have T-Mobile. It didn't really affect me all that much. My daughter, Zoe, you know, she's got an iPhone and is on AT&T. She was like excited when the ability to, I don't know, what do you do on iPhones with texting? What do you call it?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't call it texting when you're on an iPhone, right?
It's iMessage.
Okay,
But it's still texting.
Well, when she was when she was able to iMessage again, because of the network being restored, she was super excited about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the fam had SOS on their phone for a little bit, and now Wi-Fi, it was working.
SMS.
SOS.
Oh, SOS. What does that mean?
Yes, that's a little SOS message saying, you know, no coverage.
Oh.
No service.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess AT&T provided no official reason for the outage. The issue appears to be related to how cellular services handle off calls from one network to the next. There's no indication the outage is a result of a cyber attack or other malicious activity. But yeah, that was one of those things yesterday where everybody was like, well, what are we going to do? And then we had some people here at the radio station that asked, they were like, hey, did you see if you had any more listeners yesterday or you know, today? And I was like, why? What do you mean? Because no one could actually stream any music. They had to listen to you all.
Oh, wow.
I was like, all
the
right.
Why they say that?
You know what? If you're forced to listen to the show and you enjoy it,
welcome,
then great.
Friends.
Yes, welcome.
Yep.
When, that should be a saying here. Ben and Kelly, when there's literally no other option.
There you go. They're there for you. There's nowhere else to turn.
When there's literally no other option, when technology has failed you, you can rely on the old FM radio signal and your old pals Ben and Kelly.
Hi, guys. It's great. Anyway, you're here. We just appreciate it.
We appreciate it. All right. Today, last shot to get Sam Hunt tickets, his concert tonight, Yum Center. So we'll hook you up with those here this morning right around 8 o'clock. So that's exciting. Tried to get him on the phone, made a few calls, actually got somewhere with it. And I guess he started his tour last night in Grand Rapids. And so his schedule and traveling schedule and all that today.
Maybe a little too early for him to check in.
Made it difficult for them to give us the thumbs up on a phone call. And,
did you tell him it'd be worth it?
Well, and listen, you know, I know on email you have certain, you know, decorum. When you're communicating with people, you're like, oh, you know, no worries. Thank you so much for checking in with it. We appreciate
it. Crying face emoji.
Yep.
Sad face.
But then in reality, I'm thinking it's a 3-minute phone call.
Listen, he's going to be
if you're on the tour bus, if you woken up by 8 o'clock, just give your old pals Ben and Kelly a call.
Do you think he's going to be?
What's the big deal?
By 8 o'clock, I don't think he's going to be up by 8 o'clock. I foresee him sleeping in on the bus.
Okay,
I think that's the answer.
If he's up by 9 o'clock,
yeah.
I mean, then give your old pals Ben and Kelly a call.
That may not happen either.
Well, no, I told you it's not going to happen. So
exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Him being actually awake.
Anyways, that was my thought. We tried. But anyway, Sam Hunt tickets to give away as his tour bus is rolling into the Louisville for the Yum Center, his show tonight. Today, this morning on the show, drunk karaoke. We'll get to that this hour. Also, setting the bar story and a feel good on the way next. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So they say it takes a village to raise a child, right?
I've heard that.
Well, a dementia care village in England has incorporated a daycare nursery for small kids.
Okay.
So, stimulation, learning, fun, all activities known to delay the progression of dementia. So what better way to integrate that than to let a flock of preschoolers do it?
Right.
So Belong is a nonprofit operator of senior homes. They specialize in dementia care. They have senior care villages in England's Northwest, but this is the first to integrate kids. And this place is state of the art. It's got six family-sized 24-hour care households, 23 independent living apartments, as well as the children's nursery. I mean, I got a bistro, hair salon, specialist exercise studio.
Wow.
And it's open to the public. The 400 adults in that assisted living center join the kids in daily activities. They have music, dancing, storytelling, or just, you know, visiting. And there are similar facilities doing this here in the U.S. There's one in Seattle that opened its doors in 2015, kind of offering up this model.
Mm.
And it's such an interesting, as so many cute pictures of like your little kids and the you know, the seniors just having a ball together and interacting. And it's just such a, I think, brilliant idea.
Oh, I love that.
Yep, we'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah. Let's play a fun little game called Drunk Karaoke. Say hi to Karen calling it from Middletown. Hi, Karen.
Karen.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just dandy. Now, listen, I know that you have to literally be at work right now, so we're going to try to whip you through this, Karen.
Did you tell them you're doing an online consultation right now? Or phone consultation?
Okay, I can tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Literally, Karen has blonde hair, drives a Jetta, is a physical therapist assistant, and is just happy being single right now. You know what?
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just living your life, happy, go lucky, being single.
Yep, that's me.
Spent any time in a karaoke bar recently?
Not recently, but a couple months ago, I was in a karaoke bar.
All right, okay.
What's your song, Karen?
Oh, gosh. I do a lot of Alanis Morissette and Adele. I like Adele's song.
Wow.
So.
That is a good in the deep. Something like that.
I set fire to the rain.
Yeah. We can totally do that.
You, I didn't know.
That's really good.
Karen, call us the next time you go out, because I think we'd have fun. All right, so it's Drunk Karaoke. All you have to do is identify the song they're trying to sing. You ready for your first one?
Yes.
Emphasis on trying.
All right, here we go.
To sing.
Okay.
Katy Perry.
Oh.
What's the song?
Yeah, what's the song? Did you hear the hook?
Oh, God. Yeah, I did. I can't think of the name of the song, though.
Let's play a little bit more.
Oh, my God. What is the name of the song? I know it.
Talk on the clock in the party. Don't stop. No. TikTok.
It's also a social media app.
TikTok.
Yes! Wow! TikTok.
I could sing it in my head. I just didn't know the name of the song.
All right, Karen, close. You're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. A drunk karaoke. Identify the song.
Oh, baby, the reason I'm
by Britney Spears.
Yeah. Sure. Baby, one more time. Hit me, baby, one more time. Yes.
Hit me, baby. Feeling it.
I just want to hear a little bit more. We got to get to the hook, Karen. We got to get to the hook.
My loneliness is killing me.
He was in it. All right,
Sunday,
one more.
All day.
One more, Karen, and we'll let you go. Okay. All right, here we go. Last one, drunk karaoke, identify the song.
I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Get on the screaming shout. Yeah. Best thing about being a woman. It's a problem to have it a fun day. Oh, don't turn me crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Let's just
do you have a guess?
It's Shania Twain, Going Out Tonight Girl song.
Man.
Feel like a woman.
Congratulations, yeah. Sam Hunt, coming tomorrow, and you're going, all right?
Yay, thank you so much.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, shoot, good stuff there. All right, well, hey, again, the offer still stands. Give us a call if you want to go drunk karaoke with us, because you sound like a hoot. Hang on the line another quick second to get more information from you. Thank you for hanging out with the show, all right?
Thank you.
Hang on.
Great. Listen, good stuff. We need to take a little show field trip and just go trolling karaoke bars and hit record.
We do.
Also taking the stage.
They
probably would have a hard time getting us off the stage,
That's fun. All right. Drunk karaoke, there you are. DJ X. Big news out of the space world, as it's been 50 years since the Apollo missions, right?
Yeah.
Finally, the United States landed another spacecraft on the moon.
Get out.
Yep. The Odysseus lunar lander, nicknamed ODI or IM-1, boring. Started to send some data. NASA calling the landing a nail biter.
What we can confirm, without a doubt, is our equipment is on the surface of the moon. Houston, Odysseus has found his new home.
And there was a smattering of applause.
Okay.
Yeah, mission control resolved some communication problems after a tense wait, and now the lander's first images from the surface are expected soon. So there you are, space!
Wow.
There it is. We're back on the moon!
So are they making, like, another deposit? Isn't there, like, a story of how there's a bunch of poo?
Yeah, because
the
astronauts, not just American astronauts, but, you know, from other countries, too, when they visit the moon.
Is that space's toilet?
Yeah. It's just, they're like, well, don't want to take it back to Earth with us.
Sure, let's just drop it on the moon.
Put a little baggie, a little blue baggie there and leave it on the moon. But, yeah, after 50 years... United States spacecraft is back on the moon.
Look at that.
Yes.
Sweet.
All right, there you go. Space News, 99.7 EJX. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
I mean, this is probably that. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting three German shepherds hijack your car, you're doing okay.
What in the world is happening?
Yeah, this out of Florida, obviously.
Sure.
So Kiki, she's the woman whose car it was, right? Dropping her kid off at daycare when she briefly left her driver's side door open. That's when the issue happened. Out of nowhere, three German shepherds jumped into her car and refused to leave.
Hey, fellas, let's go. Let's go for a joyride.
Anyone know how to start this thing?
Anybody got opposable thumbs?
Kiki said they were holding the car hostage. Oh, she didn't know what to do, so she called the cops. Cops showed up. They also had a hard time getting the dogs
out.
They eventually started using their brains and going, you know what? Force isn't going to work. Anyone got fish sticks?
Yeah, treats. Give them treats.
Yep, so they found some fish sticks, got some treats. The dogs did get out eventually and did get a ride to the local animal urgent care where they were watched until the owner was located. Listen, this isn't the first time these dogs have taken something hostage or made something their own.
They're repeat offenders?
Apparently in the comments on Facebook after the police department posted this, one person said, this is not the first time these three have done this. They jumped in my son's car a couple of years ago.
Stop it.
He brought them home and we tracked down the owner.
Is this a carjacking dog gang?
This is a carjacking dog gang.
What is happening?
Apparently they're overly friendly.
Well, sure.
But they are, apparently there's also a dog nuisance problem. That they're like a little gang down there.
Yeah, they're a carjacking dog gang.
It doesn't sound like Kiki's car was actually damaged, but apparently it was a mess when they finally got him out.
Well, so they were just waiting. Like, listen, I have heard about these things they call car rides.
Right.
And I'm all about it.
Right.
So let's go somewhere fun.
So again, the chances of you having your car stolen or hijacked by a German Shepherd is low, but as we see, not impossible.
At least they didn't actually, like, take the car somewhere. Like, right. Actually figure out how to drive it.
That is your Setting the Bar story. Ever listened to the show and wondered, Ben and Kelly are crazy? Well, if you've wondered how crazy you are, found a simple 10-question quiz to help determine our craziness, all right?
Okay.
Kelly, let's start with you.
Oh, great.
All right. Answer these questions as truthfully and honestly as you can. That's the only way we'll get accurate results.
Okay. Truthfully and honestly.
All right. Okay. You're at a party. Suddenly have the urge to A, hide in a closet and watch people. B, do a spontaneous interpretive dance in the middle of the room. C, suggest a fun game or activity for everyone. Or D, quietly observe and occasionally join in conversation.
I think suggest the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two. In the How Crazy Are We quiz,
I feel like I'm starting off pretty mild with the first question.
We're starting off pretty mild.
That's what I feel like.
With Kelly.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Which of these do you consider a perfect Friday night? A, inventing a new language for your pets. B, rewatching your favorite movie trilogy. C, planning an unexpected adventure for the next day. Or D, experimenting with DIY slime recipes.
Oh, wow. No, I'm doing the movies.
All right, rewatching your favorite movie trilogy.
Yes.
There it is. We Kelly K. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Oh, is the quiz done?
No. No, it is not. All right, three. When you hear a mysterious noise in the middle of the night, you think A, obviously aliens trying to communicate. B, maybe I left the TV on. C, my home is haunted. Time to make friends with the ghost. D, okay, home is haunted.
I'm investigating.
Question four, what would you do if you found a door in your home that you've never noticed before? A, definitely a portal to another dimension. B, take pictures, research the house history. C, call over some friends, make a game out of it. D, double check my home's blueprints, must have missed it.
Why is there not an option to open it? I'm going to open it.
That's not an option,
okay,
Kelly.
Take a picture of it.
Take a picture, research. All right, yeah. This is how crazy is Kelly. How do you feel about conspiracy theories? A, mostly true. I've got a few of my own. B, okay. Six, when you're bored, you A, pretend the floor is lava, navigate accordingly. B, deep dive into a new hobby. C, draw imaginary maps of make-believe words. D, reorganize your living space.
Reorganize.
Yep. I guessed that for you.
Yeah.
All right, next question. You find an odd-looking rock in your backyard. First thought, A, meteorite, alien bacteria. B, maybe...
There's so many alien choices on this quiz.
B, maybe it's a fossil. C, it'll make a great conversation starter. D, just a rock, but it looks nice.
Conversation starter.
All right. Next question.
Why didn't decorate it?
Dream vacation spot. A, ooh, remote island no one has ever heard of. B, well-known city with historical landmarks. C, Bermuda Triangle to uncover its mysteries. D, a quiet countryside retreat.
Oh, probably the B, Italy.
A well-known city, historical landmarks?
Yes, yes.
All right. Opinion on socks with sandals.
Don't do it.
A bold fashion statement. I totally rock. B, comfort over style always. C, only if they're color coordinated and stylish. D, it's a big no.
It's a big no.
All right.
Sorry, son.
If you could communicate with one type of animal, which would it be? A, birds. B, dogs. C, dinosaurs. D, fish.
1,000% dogs. Dogs. I would have some fun conversation with the pugs.
All right. I am taking this along with you, okay, so we don't have to do it twice. Next question. At a fancy dinner, you accidentally spill a drink. You A, pretend you're a part of a splash art performance.
Splash art?
B, apologize profusely and try to help clean it up. C, make a joke to lighten the mood. D, quietly ask for assistance.
B,
apologize profusely.
Yes, I'm helping to clean up.
Absolutely. Just a couple more questions on how crazy is Kelly. Which of these unusual hobbies sounds the most intriguing? A, competitive duck herding. B, midnight moonlight gardening.
What?
C, collecting samples of sand from different beaches. D, crafting sculptures from old computer parts.
The sand sculptures.
Sand
for sure.
Sculptures.
Then I get to go to the beach a lot.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Two more questions. Three more questions. During
I feel
a
like
silent,
I'm not that crazy.
I know. During a silent moment in a serious meeting, your phone starts playing A, the theme song from a popular kids show. B, your favorite rock anthem. C, an audiobook with mysteries of the universe. D, a meditation track. There is no
E, boy bands, NSYNC. E.
Yeah, I know. There is no E, and there is no your phone doesn't go off because it's been on silent for the past 5 years.
Also that.
But choose one.
Okay, dang it. Pick one for me. I don't even know. It's not the.
I'm going to say your favorite rock anthem, which would be as close to a boy band as possible.
Exactly.
If you could have any superpower, you'd choose A, the ability to make inanimate objects come to life. B, time travel to witness history firsthand. C, talking to objects to hear their stories. Or D, flying to avoid traffic.
Oh, flying. 100%. Right, even flying. Though I've seen Bill and Ted and I've seen Mr.
Yep.
Peabody.
Last
and
question.
Sherman. Yeah.
Last question in How Crazy is Kelly?
Okay.
Your approach to life's unexpected challenges is A, tackle it with a mix of logic and wild creativity. B, research and seek guidance before acting. C, embrace the chaos and adopt on the go. D, reflect and meditate, seeking inner clarity.
Probably the research.
Research and seek guidance.
Lots.
All right, let's find out how Kelly is. Kelly, like myself, has mad scientist vibes.
Mad scientist vibes from those answers? Are you kidding?
Your thoughts can sometimes be out of this world. You often find yourself in deep thought about concepts most wouldn't usually consider. While others might not always follow your train of thought, remember that many of the greatest innovations and discoveries came from minds like yours.
Wow.
You and I, both mad scientists here. So I guess that's
great.
I guess that's fitting.
I feel like that's a recipe for an amazing radio show.
That makes a recipe for an amazing radio show. There it is. All right, Kelly and I, both mad scientists. Yes.
What are some of the other levels?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to go through this again.
Okay.
To try to answer different questions to get different results, okay? Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. I tell you what. We'll tweet out this quiz. You can take it on your own, all right?
All right.
Ben and Kelly Show. Welcome to our Mad Scientist Lab. Lightheaded. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. Really sweet story about a retiree. His name is Steve. And after his dog died from being hit by a car in 2012, he started adopting senior dogs to give them love in their twilight years. So he went to the shelter to adopt the oldest dog that they had, probably wouldn't otherwise find a home.
Right.
And it was a Chihuahua named Eeyore, had a heart murmur and four bad knees. But on that ride home, he was on Steve's lap and his tail was wagging. And that was like instant healing for Steve. And now he's got 11 fur friends.
Mr. Magoo, Maytag, Raylene, Chalmer, Cat the Dog, Juanita, Loretta, Wilhelmina, Festus, Onion. Yeah, there is a pig also named Bikini. I started out with just one senior dog, and then it was just such an amazing experience. I adopted another and then another. Normally what happens, one will pass away and then I adopt another in its honor. Even though it hurts immensely when they go, I always feel like I did what I was supposed to do.
Mm.
Yeah, and they are a ragtag looking crew. I mean, I think one of them is 18 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just they've got all sorts of, not just are they older dogs, but they all seem to have a few issues going on, but they are the cutest bunch. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 JX. Earlier we took a How Crazy Are We quiz. Kelly and I both had mad scientist crazy vibes as results. One of the questions was something about, you know, movie trilogy, whatever. That was the answer. And Vixen rolls in via text and says, the real question is, what trilogy is Kelly watching?
Ooh. Ah. I was thinking of trilogies. Probably... I was in the Star Wars world.
I was thinking Star Wars or Marvel. Yeah, I was thinking with you, Star Wars or Marvel.
It's going to be one of those two.
Yeah, I'm saying for me, Bourne Identity.
Okay, yeah.
The Jason Bourne movies,
100%. You have a man crush on Matt Damon.
I do, and I've had for a long time.
Yes.
I feel secure enough to say that.
Absolutely.
I guess there's a company that wants to pay someone $2,000 to watch all 10 of the Best Picture nominees.
Oh.
And then... use that to pick, I guess, make their prediction for the Oscar winners.
Okay.
That person
they should just let them choose the winner, hands down. Like, forget the voting by the Academy.
Oh, forget the Academy?
Yeah, just let one person pick.
Hey, Jeff, it's you, buddy.
Jeff is going to watch all the movies. He's going to pick his fave. That's who gets the Oscar this year. Switch it up a little bit. I like that idea.
Or it might be neat to see what he picked versus what the Academy picked, you know?
Exactly. Well, yeah, maybe.
Jeff would receive a 65-inch TV and $500 in DoorDash to get snacks, too. So that's kind of cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, just let him pick the winner. I'm just going to throw that suggestion out there.
Yeah. American Fiction and Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. I've heard of
different movies.
Yeah. I've only heard about three of those. So,
yeah, same.
Yeah. So anyways, Oscar's going to be on March 10th, by the way. All right, coming up next, it's group therapy, and our listener Brian checks in and... He even says he's in a pickle.
He's in a pickle. Listen, this has a couple of layers. A couple of layers.
Yeah.
That we have to sift through.
Kind of how to deal with an unruly friend.
Yeah.
And then what to do with the can of worms it's opened.
A wedding is involved.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more dicey.
Yeah, for sure. So if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, could probably use the expertise of someone who's been in my situation to weigh in on this.
Which may not be us, but it may be someone listening.
Yeah, for sure. Reach out to us. Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or benandkellyshow@gmail.com. We'll get to group therapy. Coming up here next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Brian is reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm, as they say, in a pickle.
Mm,
okay. And I thought, what the heck? I'll reach out to you two.
Mm.
You see, my girlfriend let her best friend go into our bedroom to borrow a phone charger.
Sure.
While she was there, she snooped through our bedside table, then confronted my girlfriend about what she found. Easy.
I was going to say, what are you doing looking through a bedside table?
1,000% yes. That is part of this issue here.
Okay.
She found a note in a closed envelope from a third friend asking my girlfriend to be a bridesmaid. The snooper was not asked to be a bridesmaid, and she refuses to acknowledge the violation of her privacy or apologize.
Mm.
I literally want to ban her from the house for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
If that weren't awkward enough, we're hosting an engagement party for the bride-to-be, to which she has been invited, which complicates things.
Yeah.
So, my friends, what would you do? Thank you.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate real quick. Is it possible that she didn't find the phone charger right away and innocently just opened up a bedside drawer? Because, you know, that could be where a phone charger would be, right?
Yes, but you don't open an envelope and read what's in it.
But if it's
not addressed to you.
Yeah, I know. But then you open the door and then you see the envelope that says, like, save the date or something like that. And it looks very formal and you recognize the handwriting and you're
if it was just like a save the date card with all the information readily available to read right there, okay, maybe it's a little bit more, you know, understandable. But this was in an envelope.
Envelope that was closed. Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right.
She gets it out and reads it.
You're right.
That is a problem.
You're right. Well, I mean, that's water under the bridge. We can't do anything about that now.
No, but she hasn't apologized for that part.
I don't think
that is a problem.
Well, okay. I think you can. What?
Again, layers. This one has layers.
Yeah, because she is going to be at their house for the engagement party, right?
Yes, but yes. I feel like Brian's girlfriend has got to be like, listen, you know, this is between you and the bride.
Yeah, it has nothing
not,
to do with them.
Yeah, it's not, exactly. So that issue needs to be taken up with the bride.
Okay. Yeah, how do you, I guess, then ban a friend? Because I don't necessarily disagree with a partial ban or permanent ban from this friend.
Yeah, I don't think she was going in there with the intent to snoop around and try to find evidence of something. I think, you know, she could have stumbled across it innocently enough. It's the violation, though, of the, oh, what's this envelope? Mm-hmm. And then reading what's inside is not cool. But I think the consequence of that is learning some bad news that she wasn't invited to be a bridesmaid. But then again, that issue, I think Brian's girlfriend needs to say, listen, you need to take that up with her, the bride.
I think we probably also figured out why she probably wasn't invited
Maybe.
To be a bridesmaid.
We might be getting some insight into that too.
All right. What's your story about this? What's your thought? 502-795-1997. How do you, because if she is a friend, especially a best friend, as it's described, how do you approach the best friend? What do you say to make it so it's clear that she's not allowed to go through stuff? And, you know, obviously when friends are of the level of, quote, best friend, maybe she just feels like, hey, what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine sort of thing. And she didn't feel like she was doing any snooping. You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe. But Brian and his girlfriend are legit, like, innocent bystanders in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So in every part of it. So I don't think the friend has any right to be mad at Brian's girlfriend for being asked to be a bridesmaid. And then it's not like they were purposely concealing anything, because it's the bride's job to go around and ask the bridesmaids. So that's probably, again, well, why didn't you tell me? Well, you know, it's because it's the bride's job to tell you.
All right, 502-795-1997. What's your story? What's your thought? We'll get to those coming up. It's group therapy. So Brian and his girlfriend have been confronted by his girlfriend's best friend. You keeping up?
It's a little bit. You almost need a diagram.
I know, right? She found out she wasn't invited to be a bridesmaid to a friend's wedding while she was snooping while looking for a phone charger in their bedroom. Now there's a couple of issues to deal with. Brian wants to just ban her altogether from the house. How do you just even approach that as it being now your girlfriend's best friend?
Exactly. It's really complicated on a couple of levels. Vixen says, we're all a little nosy sometimes. I have a couple of best friends. We don't hide anything from each other, just saying. But I'm also the kind of friend that if I was hiding something and my friend found it before I had a chance to tell them, I would just be like, you know, sorry I didn't tell you sooner.
Oh, Brad checks in and says, hey, new segment idea. You do the group intervention along with group therapy and call this girl and break the news to her that she's banned.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's your old pal, Ben and Kelly.
Brian and his girlfriend don't want you at their house for a while. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we can do it. We don't have any emotions invested in this.
I mean, that's rude.
All right, Nikki, Ange, what would you do if it was your best friend that you found snooping?
Oh, if that was me, I'd be upset. Yeah, you'd have to sit down and talk with them about it, because that's just crossing the line. Like, we've been best friends for years, but I hope she's not snooping in my bedroom side
table. Yeah, I wouldn't snoop in somebody else's stuff.
So
you never know what you'll find.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if I were snooping in your bedside table, what would I find?
No way.
It's probably not appropriate for us to talk about.
That's a side street. Yeah, right. To go down?
I mean, I just wanted to toss it out there, see if I'd get you to answer. All right. Hey, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Hey, have a great day.
All right.
Oh, it's not often we get besties on the phone together to chime in about stuff. That's great.
I like that.
I love that. In this situation, we really need to just like kind of deflect it and just say, I'm sorry. I didn't know like how to tell you. How do you start that conversation of, hey, you know, our friend's getting married. I'm going to be a bridesmaid. You're not sorry. How do you?
Yeah. You know, I think you start it with the, you know what? Sorry that you're not a bridesmaid. That's something you're going to have to, you know, take up with Bridget. I'm assuming
Bridget the bride.
Yeah, Bridget the bride to be. But while we're on the subject, you know, I don't like the fact that you were just kind of going through my stuff. And I know, you know, hard conversations are tough to have, especially with best friends, with family members, with things like that, you know.
But kind of confrontation gives me hives thinking about it.
I know, but sometimes sometimes it's better to just kind of rip the Band-Aid off. Say what you need to say. There's going to be a period of hurt feelings, maybe, but then everybody knows where they stand and can move on.
Well, and also, I mean, do you say, I also didn't think it was my place to have that conversation with you?
I think that's a good idea.
To have the conversation with you. Yep. So I was just trying to stay out of it.
Yeah.
Chrissy was like, maybe she didn't even need a phone charger. She was just actually snooping for the invitation to be a bridesmaid to confirm that other people had been invited and she hadn't. Well, there is that. There's that theory.
And Allie checks in on text and says, my best friends know that if I ever die, clean out the side table first before the parents get there. All right. Hey, you know what? Good luck. I think there are a lot of suggestions, but yes, I think an awkward conversation with your bestie is probably the place to start. And kind of, you know, I hate to throw the bride to be under the bus, but I mean, that's ultimately who decided to be who she decided to be in her wedding.
Yeah, so. that is bestie's responsibility to take it up with the bride. But also, yeah, I think maybe Brian's girlfriend's just like, well, why were you snooping? Like, why did you read what's in an envelope that it was not to you?
Okay, there you go. Thank you for checking in. That is group therapy. All right, we're playing a game called Drunk Karaoke. Let's introduce you to Lauren calling us from Cordon. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
No, there she is. Oh, no, a little spotty connection.
Yeah, well, it is Southern Indiana, so.
So far away.
Lauren's got brown hair, drives a Jeep, stay-at-home mom, been married for 10 years, and has a fear of public speaking.
Oh.
Doing this right now is giving her huge anxiety.
But you're facing your fear, and we're all listening to you do that.
No, listen, Lauren, that's not helping her. Lauren, look me in the eyes. It's just you, me, and Kelly. That's all you're talking to.
Exactly.
Everybody in the audience naked or anything. Just can't see anybody.
Listen, that's what I do. I picture everybody naked. In fact, Lauren, I'm picturing you naked right now, too.
No, that is not making it better.
That's how I'm getting through this myself, because I get nervous when I talk to girls.
Oh, my God.
Right. Your knees weak and your palms are sweaty.
Yes.
That's right. Vomit on my sweater already. All right. So, yes. Lauren, this is drunk karaoke. We're not going to ask you to drunkenly sing us anything, which might be entertaining, too. Yeah, we are just asking you to name the song that these willing participants are drunkenly singing in karaoke, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be so easy. Yeah. You're doing great.
By the way, Lauren, what song is your karaoke song?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never even been to a karaoke bar.
Shut
before.
Your face when you're talking to us!
I haven't, and I love music. I love singing, but I'm the worst singer, but I've never been to a karaoke bar.
It sounds...
Well, if she's not a fan of public speaking, do you think she's going to get on a stage and sing a karaoke song? Maybe that's the next step.
No, negative.
Lauren, we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you here.
Lauren's
intervention.
Therapy. Exactly. Phobia therapy.
I'm on group therapy now.
All right. So, Lauren, now I got to be honest. Maybe some of these songs, or at least one of these songs, DJ X doesn't play.
Oh.
But it's a huge song. And I think it's the hardest one. Do you want to start with that one or do you want to end with that one?
We can start with
it. All right, start with
it. Okay,
out the gate, Lauren! All right, here we go. Drunk karaoke, name this song.
Yeah, if you love him. Oh, be proud of him.
Wait till it gets in the hook. It'll be easier.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
It almost sounds angry. Yeah. Like there's some feeling behind that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Is they were yelling.
Stand by your man. Did you say stand by your man?
Yes.
Yes, stand by your man. Tammy Wynette. Yes. That's
wow.
Wow.
Sounded nothing like Tammy Wynette, though.
No, it did not. Oh, great.
Standing by you if you're singing that.
Oh, yeah. Goodness, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, Lauren, next one. Drunk karaoke. Name this one.
I want to swim from the chandelier. From the chandelier. I want to sing my tomorrow little day.
Like a dozen eggs.
Sounds like a group performance.
I know. It was a couple guys up on stage.
Wow.
My phone or what, but I cannot hear.
Listen, Lauren, you're giving us excuses here. You're giving us excuses here. A little bit more.
I want to cry.
Lauren, come on, Lauren. What did you say?
Chandelier.
Chandelier, yes! Yeah, see ya, chandelier!
See ya like you've never heard her before.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, good stuff. One more. One more. One more. By the way, Ray texts in and says, shut your face. You mean someone from Cordon, Indiana has never been karaokeing? Yeah, yeah.
We found her.
We found her. She's on the phone. And her name's Lauren. All right, here we go. Last one. Drunk karaoke.
Wish you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you love.
Do you think that other people signed them up to do those songs or like they did like a karaoke roulette and they're like, just go to the stage and we'll pick the song for you?
Maybe? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Wow. Like, yeah, I'm going to get up here and play this karaoke.
All right.
Yeah, maybe.
Lauren, that should be an easy one. What is it?
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, yes. Whitney Houston. You yes. got it. There you go.
My goodness.
There you go.
Wow.
All right, Lauren. You got it. Congratulations.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, Amber's got beef with you on the text line. She's like, why does Ben got a hate on Southern Indiana? Because it really wasn't. It was Ray. Ray was just, you know, stating the obvious. There's somebody in court and that's never been karaoke before. That was just shocking.
Yeah, Lauren, do you think I was hating on Southern Indiana?
Not really.
I mean,
not
really. I mean, yes.
But Ray was.
Yeah, well, and I typically don't like to go over to Southern Indiana. Nothing again.
Okay, that's a hateful statement. Nothing. And that one right there.
Okay, Lauren, I'm going to put you on hold before you go through another tunnel. Listen.
Okay.
Clomp three times if you can hear me. No, we're kidding. All right. Hang on a second, okay? Hang on. And thank you, Lauren. Thank you. We appreciate
the show.
It. Right.
Yes.
Good stuff. All right. Well, hey, drunk karaoke.
Yeah, Kim says, this is by far my favorite game. I can't believe how many people sing I Will Always Love You and so badly.
Listen.
Yes, it's a bold song choice.
There are two people who can sing that song. Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston, and
exactly.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
They shouldn't even allow that to be a selection.
Right, exactly. All right, there you go. Drunk karaoke on 99.7 EJX. Got this message from a listener.
Hey, guys. I had an idea for just like a small segment to ask people. I was very curious. My best friend's wedding, where the two friends had an agreement that once they reached a certain age, they were going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if anyone's ever actually done that successfully, where, like, you know, they made a pact with a guy friend or a girlfriend that they had, like, just a friend to get married at a certain age, and they actually went through with it. And if, you know, if it was successful and how it went. So, yeah, I just would be very interested to hear about that. Thanks.
I'm wondering that, too. Has anyone ever followed through with that? I've, like, heard of people, like, kind of saying that, but they might be joking. Has anyone been serious about it and actually did it?
Didn't actor George Clooney have one of those with, like, Julia Roberts or, you know,
He never wanted to get married again. He was married once briefly, and he was kind of like a sworn bachelor for the rest of his life until he met
them all. Yeah, yeah. I thought that he had one, but maybe I'm just making that up in my head.
I think you were.
Yeah. So threw that out on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Amanda said, I made a pact with my childhood friend that if I ever got divorced, I would give him a shot. We are now together and very happy.
Wow. Okay. That. So chalk one, give him a ding. Chalk one up. We got a success story.
Yeah, like that. Lisa commented and said, yeah, we said in high school if we weren't married by the age of 30. So where are we with that?
I need the follow-up.
I know. Where are we with that? Heather said, no, but my best friend and I are going to just live together and raise our kids together if something ever happened to our husbands.
Okay. All right. That's a plan B.
Yeah. Plan B is like, all right. You and I are just going to move in together and we're just going to have a communal little house. Ashley said, yes, my best girlfriend and I said if we were single by 30, we would just marry each other. We are both married. We both married men. So that never got to happen. All right. So I guess we're all just kind of watching our listener, Amanda, who is currently living out that, my best friend's wedding sort of scenario?
Yeah, basically. Well, except for, you know, in my best friend's wedding, though. Spoiler alert.
Oh, gosh. Don't say it.
Sorry. She doesn't end up marrying her best friend.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out, even in the movies.
All right, interesting. I don't know. If you've got a story, like if that's happened to you, would love to, or you made a pact and then at least tried it.
Oh, that'd be fascinating. I need to hear all the details.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Had a listener ask, anyone ever do the real a best friend's wedding and kind of make a pact with a friend to marry each other if they fail to find a partner by a certain age? Three quick stories for you. One, got a message from Colt, me and my best friend since sixth grade, had a running joke that once we were single, we should give it a go because chances are we would end up getting married since she's the only person who puts up with my crap and vice versa.
Wow.
Well, we got married last month after 5 years of dating.
Get out!
Yeah!
Oh, look at that!
Yeah, another message. My wife and I made a pact at 15. We led different lives after high school. I went into the army. She moved away. Somehow, 10 years after the pact, we wound up in the same area again and started dating. Rushed it by 5 years, but was worth it.
Wow.
Look at that.
Okay, that's fun.
And then
I like these stories.
And then last one. My wife and I dated during that awkward summer between high school and college, which, by the way, sidebar, that is the worst time to actually start dating someone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because you're about to embark on
a new...
It's
a transitionary period.
You're going to go to college, you're going to meet all these new people. A lot of, like, high school relationships end up breaking up
because
that's
of that.
What you're about to do. Yeah.
Right. Anyways, back to this message. She went her way, I went mine. We sort of joked about such a thing. Really didn't say it in words, but a, hey, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, sort of thing.
We ended up together.
Yeah, exactly. Goes on to say, I think I saw her for lunch like one time when we were 20-ish. Anyways, ran into her again at a friend's party when I was 28. We hit it off. She'd just gotten divorced from a 2-year marriage, and I was just back from law school. It was nice, as we both knew the other wasn't a psychopath.
That's always nice information.
And more or less got along well with the other one's families, had many of the same friends. And anyway, here we are, almost 10 years on from running into each other again, married and kids, life in the burbs, all's good.
That is fate right there. That's the universe bringing you back together multiple times. That's how you know it's meant to be.
Look at that. I like those. Three good stories of that sort of thing happening. All right. Well done. Thank you.
So maybe if you're single, this gives you hope.
This gives you hope. All right, Trumpets Mean, we are almost at You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs, loses.
Whoever laughs first, loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose, with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs, loses. Kelly holds the trophy. That means losers go first. That would be me. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here we go. First one. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Can't believe someone broke into my house and stole all my fruit.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm peacheless.
Tragic.
Indeed.
Hope you can find some more.
I do, too.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Where do boats go when they get sick?
Where?
To the boat dock.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, I told a joke on a Zoom meeting at work. No one laughed. Turns out, not even remotely funny.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
What?
I don't trust those trees.
Why not?
They seem kind of shady.
Hey, Kelly, my grandmother just reached 105.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time I get in a car when she's late for bingo.
Wow. Okay.
Grandma's got a lead foot.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben. How do you get a squirrel to like you?
How do you get a squirrel to like you?
You act like a nut.
Kelly, did you know that Soulja Boy has a show on PBS?
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was made possible by viewers like you!
Delivery was important on that one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Why don't they?
They'd crack each other up. Okay. Also, they don't talk.
That's right. Hey, Kelly, my neighbor rang on my doorbell at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that was rude.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah.
Luckily, I was still up playing the drums.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Methinks why you got a visit.
Ah.
I think I know. Hey, Ben. I got carded at a liquor store.
Oh, no.
My Blockbuster card accidentally fell out. The cashier said, never mind.
I was just going to stop you after you got carded at the liquor store.
Rude. Real rude. Real rude, sir.
Oh, my, thank you.
Oh, my, it's the nicest thing you've said to me all night.
Hey, Kelly, what do you call a woman with one leg?
What do you call a woman with one leg?
Eileen.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth.
Oh.
Then it's a soap opera.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
This is actually from Instagram, so I don't even know if it's even funny. I'm going to toss it to you anyways. What has four legs and says, ew?
What has four legs and says, ew?
Cow with no lips. I don't get that, Daddy.
I don't get it either. I don't get it. Why did you deliver it if you don't even understand it yourself?
I don't know. I thought maybe it was an intellectual one that you would get that I didn't.
All right. Someone comment, text in what you think it means. Explain it to us. We need to know.
Well, hopefully it wasn't dirty.
We're going to go ahead and assume it wasn't.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
What?
They're both Paris sites.
Oh.
Paris sites.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a man with no arms, no legs laying on the ground?
You have a lot of, like, armless, legless people.
Listen, I don't discriminate with my friends.
Okay, all right. Oh, okay. Wait, is that the punchline?
Matt. Matt's the punchline.
Matt is the punchline. Yes, Matt. Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Of course, Matt. Apologies to all the Matts out there who have arms and legs. Hey, this is from David. Ben.
Mm.
I mixed a laxative with alphabet soup.
Oh, no.
I call it letter rip.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Did you hear about Viagra reducing the risk of getting the flu?
I did not hear about that. What a remarkable side effect.
I know, it's quite hard to forget.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. I see that.
Quite hard to forget.
I see that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a wizard who walks everywhere on bare feet, has poor bone density, and really bad breath?
What?
A super calloused, fragile mystic hexed by halitosis.
Okay.
Perfection in delivery, was it not?
That was very good. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Was showing someone a picture of my wife in the nude?
Why were you doing that?
Needless to say, my wife got rather upset when she found out.
Uh-huh.
Said I could have at least worn a robe or something to cover myself up. I was naked.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
It was me. It was me the whole time.
You know what? I 1,000% agree. I think that's true. I think that's 100% true. It's not even a joke. You just, that was just yesterday for you. I just
ripped from my own life.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
There it is.
You
laugh. You lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club on 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a stupid fact of the day. You ready for this, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
All right, this is where we find random things on the internet. We run it through the strict verification process and bring it to you.
Assume it's got to be true.
Absolutely. Okay. Kelly?
Yeah.
There is a mosquito-borne illness that has made its way to the United States.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
There's something else we got to worry about.
Yeah, it's called dengue fever, I think, or dengue fever, dengue fever, something like that. It's associated with fevers, rashes, internal bleeding, things like that. So not
that
a good...
That doesn't sound good.
No, not a good thing. But one of the interesting and embarrassing side effect of this mosquito-borne illness that has made its way to the United States. Long-lasting and spontaneous.
No, 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 don't say it. Don't say it. Just use a sound effect, please. Just use a sound effect.
What?
I know what you mean.
Dingers?
Stop it. Dinners. Long dinners.
Long dinners?
Unexpected, embarrassing long dinners. Ooh, bright spot. I don't have to worry about that.
Oh,
bright
I guess.
Bright spot. We don't have to worry about that. Just the guys. No, it was close. It's like the little springy sound effect. Do you have that still? That's it.
All right.
That's
so,
the one.
So, yeah.
That's the one.
The embarrassing side effect, long-lasting and spontaneous.
Oh, that is unfortunate, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Yikes.
You know, I would imagine there would be a segment of the population that would be like, where is this mosquito?
Sign up. I need to get bit ASAP.
Yeah, I need to get bit ASAP.
No.
Old feller hasn't worked in a while, so.
No. It's not. No.
All right.
Uh-uh.
There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day. So watch out for that mosquito carrying the dengue fever or whatever, however you say it.
Spray some repellent now.
All right.
It's get 99, ready.
99.7 DJX. All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe this.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Connor had a pretty woman moment.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me? Oh, you work on commission, right? Yes. Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Such a great scene.
All right, so yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to buy a luxury sports car with a check for $78 million, you're doing okay.
I mean, I feel like that would cover it.
I feel like it would, too.
I mean, what's the problem?
21-year-old Connor decided he was going to walk into the old St. Matthew's Porsche dealership. He had a check. He wanted to go shopping.
Well, yeah.
$78 million wanted
like,
to.
That'll cover it. What's the problem?
That's right. He picked out a Porsche. He's like, you know what? I'd look great in that Porsche right there.
She's real pretty. Put a bow on her. I'm driving her home.
I know. The dealership, however.
When the people at the dealership told him they weren't going to sell him the car, Litka allegedly walked around to a back entrance of the dealership to look for car keys and said he wouldn't leave until he got his car.
Yeah, that oh, from
I'm
Wave.
I'm just going to take it then.
Yeah. So listen, he started looking for keys. Police were called. Connor was arrested. Apparently, he had attempted a similar thing the day before at the Land Rover dealership, trying to buy a Land Rover there with a cool $12 million check. So listen, I don't know how Connor has $90 million. He's just trying to write checks to cover the cost of this stuff.
I really appreciate that. Look, he's trying to go through the proper channels. They weren't cooperating. So then he's just like, all right, fine. I will take matters into my own hands. I'll take keys into my own hands and just drive away.
Right.
It really streamlines the process.
So I guess I understand it. In Connor's head, he's like, well, listen, if the $12 million check didn't work for Land Rover,
yeah,
then I'm going to need more.
Right.
So he probably went to the bank, was like, you know what? I'm going to have to just write him a check for $78 million. I don't know if Connor understands that he has to have actually the money in his account to cover that.
It's a minor detail. It's a minor detail.
Or if he just thinks he can just write checks.
I mean, wouldn't everything work better if we could
wouldn't
just
it
do
though?
That?
Just
oh,
be like, you know what?
It would make my life easier.
How much is that? All right, hang on a second.
Great. How many zeros
is
that?
Wait until Friday to cash this, though,
can you help me spell that? It's all good. I'm good for it.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah, Connor had a little pretty woman moment there where he was trying to go into the dealership.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me? Oh, you work on commission, right?
Yep.
Yes. Big mistake.
Yeah. Big mistake.
Big mistake. Huge. Well, so did he get his car?
I don't think so.
Oh, dang
yeah, there
it.
You go. That is your setting the bar story. Courtesy of Connor and this St. Matthew's Porsche dealership.
I just want to see the look on the salesperson's face as they saw the check, though. I'll be right back. I just need to see the manager.
I just need to.
Just a couple of minor things I got to check out in the back.
What's Connor trying to do? Go, hey, who do I make this out to? Who do I make this at? Do I need to sign this over to someone? How do I do this?
Listen, you can keep the change.
You can keep the change. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. You know, there are three things, according to an HR professional, that you shouldn't be doing at work.
Three things? Just three? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, just three. Anything
right,
else?
I can handle that.
Anything else is okay.
All righty.
But yeah, three things you should never do. One, don't overshare.
Okay. You just keep your personal stuff to yourself.
We already we're getting a buzzer on that.
Yeah. Oh, you've... Big red flags.
Don't be humble.
Don't be humble?
Yes. I guess successful people.
Do we walk around and brag how amazing we are?
Yeah, that says if you're too humble, you might get passed up for a promotion because you're not advocating enough for yourself.
Okay, so
that's what they're saying.
Do like weekly check-ins with our boss, reminding them how amazing we are?
Hey, remember I'm great. Remember I'm great.
You're welcome that I'm here today.
Hey, boss.
You're welcome.
The old Ben and Kelly show been on the air for a while. We're still, we're doing
we
pretty
got
good.
You, fam.
We're
we
doing
got
pretty
you.
Good.
Yeah.
I guess that
buddy.
Means we need to be a little bit more braggadocious. So I
maybe
like that.
Maybe we walk by. It's like number one morning show here. Hi, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hi, guys.
Third thing you should never do at work. Don't stick around too long at parties. Now, listen, they're saying negative things can come out with hanging around too long at parties. They're saying
but
just...
But is there an open bar?
Just go, make your presence known, say hi to a few people, and maybe one drink and you're out.
But what if there's an open bar?
I know!
And snacks.
Listen,
and
so I feel
great
like...
food.
I feel like these are all things that we've been guilty of. So staying around too long at parties, not being humble, oversharing, all that.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right, so there you go. However you want to use that in your own personal life.
I am going to start walking down the hallway differently, though, I feel like. Don't we do that?
I think
walk down the hallway differently?
Well, yeah. Maybe wear sunglasses inside a little bit more.
Should we get shirts made?
We do have shirts made.
Well, yeah, but they're not bragging so much.
Oh, it just says Robert Hassen. I'm Robert Hassenpepper's dad. No, Robert Hassenpepper is my dad.
Yeah, no, that's not as braggadocious.
Listen to the shirts.
I don't know if that's anything to brag about, to be honest.
Honestly, it would be.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So, yeah, we've got next week, looking forward, Jelly Roll tickets to give away. Jelly Roll just announced a show on Kelly's birthday.
Look at that. I was just like, you know what my birthday needs? Needs some Jelly Roll.
It needs some Jelly Roll. And guess what? Jelly Roll's like, all right, I'll do
it. I called up the Yum Center. I'm like, you think you can accommodate? They're like, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's totally what went down.
How awkward would it be if you wanted to go to the show on your birthday and we were like, yeah, no.
Listen, fun fact. I am the voice you hear
when
you enter
at the Yum Center.
The KFC Yum Center, right? Been that way for years.
Yep.
I did try to pull that card for Morgan Wallen, and they were like, I'm so sorry.
being
the voice of that does not give you a golden ticket.
Had you got to us sooner, we would have been able to tell you sooner. No.
Yeah, I'm thinking, why haven't they named a suite for me yet?
Right?
I'm a little upset about that.
Well, anyways,
Maybe someday.
Kelly.
Maybe someday.
But yeah, Jelly Roll, we're going to have those tickets before they go on sale. They go on sale next week, but we've got them for you all next week here on 99.7 DJX. All right, what else, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. It's the weekend, thank goodness. Thank goodness, right? Am I right? Because we had a short week. Some of us did, President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got here quicker.
I will say, though, it is. If you are normally getting your trash picked up on today and you're thinking, you know what? There was a holiday on Monday. I'm going to wait to put the trash out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I already got burned.
Oh,
my wife! My wife texted and she was like, dang it.
Well, the trash came.
The trash came.
Yeah.
And normally the trash comes in my neighborhood on Fridays. And on a holiday week, on a short week like this, I typically will put it out on Saturday. And because they get the, but they didn't get the Monday
off.
They
don't do the delayed schedule for all the holidays.
Nope, not for all of them.
Yeah.
Not for all of them. So anyways, don't get burned like I did. So there's your warning.
Really good cautionary tale there.
See, I tell you, I put it out there. I sacrifice and suffer so you all don't have to.
#relatable.
All right, guys, have a good one, and we will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.